We're here at the UNL Extension Brenda Offney Camp. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Great to hear. And we're talking egg safety today, correct?
Well, that's what I said. I thought it was the egg kind of time of the year that we ought to maybe have a few little quick reminders. And this is a great time to get those eggs and use real eggs is what I would tell you. And probably one of the cheapest activities you can do with your family or your children. And I don't care what age a child or adult you are, decorating eggs is kind of a fun activity.
That's right, around Easter time. That's a good way to that's a good way to put it. And just give the listeners some tips and tricks to be safely hunting and eating eggs.
Yes, well, and you know, the first thing is, and I think most of us do, but you want to inspect your eggs before you even purchase them at the grocery store. So make sure you open that carton and make sure that there's no cracked eggs or anything. And if you would get a cracked egg, you definitely don't want to use that in any way. But then after that, you know, once you've purchased store-bought eggs, they need to go into the refrigerator, and they need to be kept in the refrigerator right up until you're going to decorate. After you've decorated them and made them look gorgeous, you still need to put them back in that refrigerator before you get ready to hide them. And that's called the 2-hour rule. So you really don't want to have the eggs sit outside of 41 degrees or lower more than 2 hours. So you have to take them in and out, in and out. So you can get them out and go, you know, by the time you hide them and you hunt them or whatever, you're only talking 2 to 3 hours at the very most. And so that's the 2-hour rule. So once the family or kids or whoever have went and seek and found them all, you want to get them back into that carton and put them back in the refrigerator. And it's really best if you leave them in that original carton when they come, you know, in the carton rather than removing them and so forth. So that's just a good thing. And then after you've have found them all, if there's any eggs that got cracked in the process of having fun, you probably want to just throw those eggs that get cracked. Even those that are not cracked, I would tell you to make sure you've washed your hands with hot soapy water before you start making deviled eggs or egg salad or something with them. And then also rinse the eggs with running water as well, because then you know you've automatically stopped any bacteria from getting into the inner egg that you're going to be utilizing, those kind of things. And you know, when you talk food safety, the big nomer that I want to remind everybody of is everything we have, everything we do, everything we eat has pathogens or bacteria. We never get rid of all pathogens, and that's why it's very important to do every step of the food safety chain, starting with washing our hands on a real regular basis, because all we do is lower the concentration of bacteria or pathogens on our hands and on our food. And that's why there's always a risk there. And so when you're working with young children or with older adults or with individuals that have compromised immune systems, it's important to take every step along that food safety chain to reduce the risk of bacteria or the risk of high concentrations of pathogens or bacteria. If you have farm fresh eggs, there again, they're a little different, but once those eggs have been washed or if they've been refrigerated, then they need to continue to be refrigerated. But if farm fresh eggs have not been refrigerated and have not been washed, they have a longer safe of staying just at room temperature or on the counter. That's the kind of thing you want to think about. But then even if you're using farm fresh eggs, which a lot of us aren't because they're the different breeds that have colored eggs and they're not as fun to decorate this time of year, but you want to get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible. And then once you've made eggs or you have hard-boiled eggs that you put in the refrigerator, you're really looking up to 1 week is all. So you have 1 week to utilize all those eggs safely, or they need to be discarded.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of those things you mentioned. Personally, I didn't know, and I mean, keeping eggs safe to eat, and it's a process, and it takes time, and it takes strategy, and yeah, that's a good point.
It is, and we're talking eggs this morning, but those strategies and those itty bitty steps all the way is with all of our food. And some of us will say, and I'm a good one to say, oh, I grew up on a farm, I can eat anything. I can, but am I feeding young children, or is my mother coming over, somebody that's older and has less of a immune system built up? So I really need to double check the steps that I go through. Just like when you go to the grocery store, you carry in all the groceries, and I'm at fault for this one too, but you bring all your groceries home, and really before you start unloading all of those groceries, you should wash your hands. Where all has your hands touched since you went to the supermarket and came home and brought the bags in? Start by washing your hands. You know, and then if you have any fresh produce especially, and even the bagged and boxed grocery products, if you have clean hands or halfway clean hands when you put things away, you're going to reduce those risks of foodborne illnesses later on in that whole food chain.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's something, yeah, personally, I could do better is, you know, I take the groceries in. I think sometimes I'm in a rush to just put them away and, you know, be done with them. But you take that 20, 30 seconds to wash your hands.
You do. And you're no different than that's what we say. I'm no different. I have to, slow down, Brenda. I got to wash my hands. I got to do this, you know. And whenever you work in food service, and I know I do a lot of food safety around with food restaurants and food handlers. And whenever you're working in the kitchen and those that are so great to be working at our local restaurants, they wash their hands a lot. And so it's just part of the downfall of working around food that you just have to continually be washing your hands a lot and double checking how you sneeze, where you blow your nose, all those kind of things need to be considered when you're in and around food.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, especially produce, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Talking Brendan off in camp here, UNL Extension, talking egg safety. Moving forward, is there anything else that we should know about eggs or anything?
You know, I just want to remind everybody, and I know I'm really thankful that prices of eggs are down.
Yes.
I don't know exactly, but they are down some in our immediate area, and so we have to be thankful for that. But then when you think about protein is the main nutrient that we're getting from eggs, and even a year ago or whatever it was when the eggs were so incredibly high, that was probably still a pretty cheap protein source for us. So I would encourage people to make sure that they keep eggs around on a regular basis. There's lots of things that you can do with them, a lot of ways that you can eat them. I know at my house, a good old egg sandwich with just a little butter and bread is a great mainstay and a really nutritious, healthy, protein-packed sandwich that I can make for my family. So think about that. And we all, and I don't care who you are, you're kind of having a double take when you go to the supermarket because food prices have went up. And there again, eggs have come down, but other things haven't. But thinking about how can I stay nutritious and healthy in my meal preparation, but be able to do it in a cost-effective, budget-friendly manner. And eggs probably do that ticket really, really well. You know, and there's other protein foods beyond just our meat and our traditional proteins that we think about. And I would tell you not to give up your meat, but incorporate other types of proteins and then be thinking about that my plate in all five food groups as we serve food on a regular basis to our families.
All right. Talking with Brenda Ofton Camp, UNL Extension. Brenda, we appreciate the time for you coming on, and we hope you have a good Easter.
I do, and I'm looking forward to a little warmer weather and maybe a little bit of moisture.
That's right.
So it should be good. I could handle the moisture and maybe move into spring and have it just be a nice spring rain rather than the snow.
I agree completely.
Yes.
All right. Well,
great. Thank you.